just a little bit to get started. Like that fella fell off a 40-story building. And somebody was hanging out the 20th floor as he went by and they said, "How's it going?" He said, "So far, so good." You know, you want to hit sooner or later. So anyway, please pray for the services and pray for all the preachers that will be preaching. And ask the Lord to bless this week. Psalm 126 is what I'd like to read to you this morning. I like especially all the young people to listen this morning. It's a message kind of to you. It's for all of us, but it really been bothering me a lot lately. Stuff like this bothered me for years, but the last year or year and a half, this has really bothered me. Do you feel like this? It seems like the more God does for us, the less thankful we become. There's something about human nature that it seems like the more blessed you are, the sorrier you get. That's pitiful, isn't it? We ought to be. I don't know what it does. We'll pray and scratch and beg and work and fast and everything, and then God will bless us. And instead of falling on our face thanking Him, we get unthankful and take it for granted. And that's one of the dangers of prosperity. That's one of the dangers of God blessing a church or a group or a preacher or anybody. You get to the place where you think, no big deal, and take it for granted. And you've heard me say this, and I believe this. I believe this with all my heart. We are a bunch of brats. Spoiled, rotten brats. The last thing any of us should ever do is complain. I want you to look at you people this morning. My, what are you griping about? What is your problem? Well, Brother Danny, y'all just listen to me, man. Listen to me. You look at how most people in the world got it this morning. Think about how most people in the world live. I know some of you never been out of these mountains much, but I tell you, you ought to just go sometime and see how the rest of the world has to live. You could be in South Africa this morning with a disease in your body that won't even let you eat. With your body filled with pain, going blind from a lack of hygiene and soap, and then die and go to hell on top of that. You're sitting this morning right smack in the middle of the Bible Belt with your belly full, most of you. Too full, most of you. Amen. Isn't that the truth? People these days come and they say, "Let's go eat out." Well, where do you want to go? You know, that's what they say. Your favorite three words when you first get married are, "I love you." After 10 years, favorite three words are, "Let's eat out." Like that one girl said, "Tell me those three words, it'll make me want to fly away." Okay, catch a plane. Yeah. Did you know? Let's see, what was I talking about there? What? Let's see, I was going somewhere there. You'll be old one day and I'll laugh at you. You wait, I'll make fun of you one of these days. I was thinking about how God has blessed us and how that He's been so good to us. You're sitting here in an air-conditioned building that most people in the world never even been in a building this nice, with a Bible in your lap that's the very words of God Almighty. Most of you feeling well, healthy, food in your stomach, food in your refrigerator. Oh yeah, that's what it was. He's going to eat out. And one said, "Where you want to eat?" "I don't know. Where you want to eat? Well, you want to go over here to this Chinese place?" "No." "What about this Mexican place?" "No." "What about the steakhouse?" "No." "What about..." There's just nowhere to eat around here. You ever hear that? You want me to tell you what your problem is? You ain't hungry, man. You don't even know what it's like to be hungry anymore. And people say, "Well, I went to the fridge and just stood there for an hour looking for something. It's full. And you can't find nothing to eat. I want something different." I'll tell you what you can do. This is Sunday morning. Don't eat one bite till Tuesday. Don't eat one bite till Tuesday. Get up and go to your refrigerator. It won't take you 5 seconds to see something you like. It won't take 5 seconds to say, man, that looks good. Cornbread, cold cornbread. Cornbread and milk looks very good after you ain't eat. Amen? And I believe I, not buttermilk. I just eat the cornbread before I eat the buttermilk. Some of y'all eat buttermilk. Like, sop it, whatever you do to it. I ain't going to eat no buttermilk. But I get the cold cornbread, cold biscuits, whatever. It looks good if you ain't eating a day or so. You know what our problem is? Bunch of brats. Small, rotten brats. And the Bible says here in Psalm 126, Bible said in verse number 1, see, you got to have it bad, and then God bring you out of it before you'll ever be thankful. That's a shame. If we'd be thankful while everything's going good, we might not have to go through all this bad stuff we go through. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Look at verse 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I can stand up here this morning and say, man, God's been good to us. And some of you say, yeah, oh well, when's it going to be over? You know what's wrong with you? Spoil rot. Spoil rot. This is special to the young people this morning. You look at all the other, you say, oh, look at all the other young people out there. How they're getting to live. They get to go partying. They get to go. Will you please hush? Look at what God's done for you. Look, and I'm talking to me. I'm preaching to myself. I think if any of you preacher, if you ever want to help people, just take a dead aim at yourself. You're going to hit somebody else. We're all alike. Sometimes I start thinking, poor me, look what I do. And I think, Lord, will you shut up, Danny? You good-for-nothing, low-down scum. You think of what God's done for you, and it's not long till I start looking at things right. I want to tell you something, brother. God's been good to me. God's been good to me. I can't speak for all of you. I can most of you. But I want to tell you, God has been good to me. I just want to stand here for a minute this morning and just brag on Him and lift my hand and say, thank God He's had mercy on me. God's been good to me. God's had mercy on me. I think about God just giving me a family. God giving me to live in America. We could have been born in any country in the world, trained to worship rocks or cows or false gods, and grew up believing that. God looked down in His mercy before time began and saw fit that I'd be born right here in these hills of North Carolina, where I would grow up. My aunt sitting right over there, and my other aunt, who's not even able to come to church anymore. I remember them singing when I was little. And they used to go to churches and sing all over the place. I remember them taking me to churches when I was little. And I couldn't have been over 4 or 5 years old. Because I remember all I'd done was just lay around on the pew. And I'd just kiss my breath and get all over the pew. And I'd look down this way and that way and up under it and everything. But I remember some old red-faced preacher coming down the aisle. And that old boy, he was going like a cat. And he was a stomping to get real red. And I could feel God. I remember feeling God. And I grew up knowing that God was real. We used to make fun of him. I was telling him yesterday. We used to laugh at them for their singing. I would go through the house making fun of them. And they sing, where will I shelter my sheep tonight? And I go, where will I shelter my sheep tonight? And we'd try to make fun of them the way they sung. I had no idea what they were singing about. I didn't know. Why was a guy wanting to put some sheep somewhere, in a barn or something? But I'll tell you what, I didn't know until I was 18 years old that God was having mercy on me, letting me live in a place where I could hear the gospel, where I could get around old-fashioned worship and singing and shouting and praising God, where God was real, where sin was ugly, and where Jesus is taught that He's coming back saying, God's been good to me. God's been good to you too. God's been good to you. Do you realize? Do you kids realize this morning? You girls, some of y'all, you probably think, oh, how pitiful I am. I don't know where y'all from, where your situation is, but do you realize God's been good to you? Do you realize God is good to you? Do you realize there are girls just like you tonight or this morning that's out yonder in a rehab somewhere beating their head on the floor, don't even know what's going to happen to them one day or the next, where she's going to do, where she's going to wind up, and then go to hell on top of that? Do you realize that most teenagers have never been in a service just like you're in this morning? morning and are going to be in this week. They don't even know it exists. They don't even know. I was somewhere the other day. I was over in Asheville. And these two weird looking girls was kind of walking along behind me. And one of them was talking about a Marilyn Manson concert that some of her friends had went to. And she was talking about all this, about some things that was, you know, this doing with goats and all kinds of filthy, ungodly things like that. And boy, I got to thinking how pitiful they are. They don't even know. They don't even know the Sadler family. They don't even know about old time religion being real. They don't even know that God's good, clean spirit can make you feel 1,000 times better than that old dark, wicked, evil spirit that the world's got out there. God's been good to us, people. God's been good to us. We better not take it for granted. God's been good to us. I praise Him this morning that I got a taste of the real thing in the old-fashioned way in the King James Bible. Hallelujah! He's been good to me! And you know what the wildest thing about it? We don't deserve it! We don't deserve it. Don't strut around here and act like you deserve the blessing of God. You know what blows my mind is that God already knew what we was going to do. God already knew how we was going to mess up. And He went ahead and died for us and saved us anyway. Sometimes I've really messed up and I thought, oh Lord, I've disappointed you. And I think, I ain't disappointed God. He knew I was going to do that before I was ever saved. And already paid the price for it. What about that now, buddy? What about that? We wouldn't fool somebody like that, would we? We'd give them a chance or two, and if they messed up again, we'd kick them out. But God already knew what you was going to do before you ever got saved and paid the price for your sin before you was ever even born. God has been good to us. Amen? I tell you what's wrong with Americans. We're spoiled rotten. Said that old hippie, told his girlfriend. He said, now I'm going to go over here and pick up my unemployment check and go by the college to get our federal grant and our educational grant. And after that, I'll pick up our food stamps. You go by the free clinic and have your check for your tests, you know, and pick up my new glasses at the health center. Go by the welfare and reapply for some increase so we get more money next week. And then I'll meet you at 5 p.m. down at the federal building to protest against this rotten establishment of America. I tell you what that brat ought to do. He ought to have to live somewhere where he has to work for a living sometime. He'd thank God for the USA. You know what we've handed out and handed out and handed out to this generation? Where this generation thinks we owe it a good time. Kids think they're cheated nowadays if they're not being entertained. If they don't have a brand new this or a car or a bicycle or whatever. I tell you, we ought to just jump up and down sometime and just say, thank God we live in a land where we don't have it under slavery and under communism, where we can just honor God and worship the Lord once in a while. You know, they told me some of those Satanists, those satanic group, get those kids, little kids, but they kidnap from schools and stuff, and they'll take them in and have all kinds of orgies and pornography and all kinds of things. Then they'll take them little boys and girls in there and they put them to sleep and put a little mark on their belly right here. And when they wake up, they tell them, they said, now while you was asleep, we did surgery on you. Little kids, 4 and 5 years old. And they'll say, while you was asleep, we did surgery on you, and we put a big old mean dog inside you. And if you ever tell anybody what happened here, that dog will begin to eat you on the inside. And those little kids go back home, and they're scared to tell it because every time you start ready to tell on them, you get this funny feeling in your stomach, and they believe it's that dog beginning to eat at them on the inside. And the personality, it gets messed up and warped for the rest of their lives. We have young people in this world today. Their body already has a disease that they'll never get rid of. And it's an age that will eventually kill them. I've got a newspaper article. Somebody brought me this just the other day, where this boy confessed to killing a young 14 years old, confessed to killing a younger boy and dumping his severed head in a schoolyard. The boy, whose name was not released, mutilated the head of an 11-year-old victim, another young man. His eyes had been gouged out. His mouth had been split open from ear to ear. And they stuck a note in the mentally retarded boy's mouth calling the police fools and boasted of enjoying nothing more than watching other people die. 14 years old. 14 years old. you read in the paper the other day about the girl, that teenage girl, 17 years old, who went in the bathroom at the senior prom at a dance and delivered a baby in the bathroom and came right back out and ate a salad and danced the night away. 17 years old. We have lived to see the time when 16 and 17 and 15-year-old kids are more cold-hearted than hardened criminals of 40 and 50 years old were 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And I want to tell you something this morning. God's been good to you kids. God's been good. Don't you dare say, oh, well, it's no big deal. I don't even think I'll go to camp this year. I'm tired of it. Listen, there are kids this morning that would give anything to be in your shoes. There are kids this morning. I know kids out west and out in other states and Texas and California. They would give their whole month's, whole summer salary. They'd give up a vacation. They'd give up time with anybody to be here to go to camp this week. I want to tell you something. Don't take God's blessings for granted. God's been good to us. He's been good to you, kids. He's been good to you. You'll stand up here and sing, God has been so good to me. Foot, it's a sunny, beautiful day, and we're having to stay in church. We could be on the lake. You better not let your priorities get out of whack. You better thank God. He's been good to you. He's been good to you. Last year, there's a girl stood right out there in the parking lot and told me how she was abused at home. Said her brother physically and sexually abused her. She's about 14, standing right out there in that parking lot of the bookstore and told me this. She's all messed up. She said, Brother Danny, she said, I had to put my furniture in front of my door in my bedroom to try to keep him out. And she said, I keep a baseball bat under my bed to try to beat him off with it when he comes in my room. And finally he moved out and I said, well, then everything all right? And she said, no. Then the younger brother started. See, some of you kids don't know what it's like to be scared to death in your own home, do you? You get out here and a bunch of mean guys get out, you think, boy, if I can just get home, I'll be all right. What if you didn't have nowhere to go when you got home? I've always felt safe at home, you know. You kids got a lot to be thankful for. God have mercy on you if you know you're supposed to sing every night this week and just say, oh, well, it's no big deal. I don't think I'll go. What's wrong with you? Wake up! Snap out of it! God's been good to you! Everything don't turn out like you want it, but so what, man? There's a lot of things don't turn out like I wish it would. I'd change a lot of things if I could, but I tell you what, buddy, I have no reason to gripe. I have no reason to complain. I can stand here this morning and say, bless His name, God's been good to me. You know why? Because I know what I deserve. I know what I deserve, and I'm not getting what I deserve. I'm getting mercy. Just think about your health. Thousands of them in rehab places. We ought to be ashamed feeding at the devil's slop trough, listening to his music. Somebody said the other day, did you hear about that country music singer? He had to retire because his adenoids cleared up. Couldn't even do his job no more. He said, I'd love to be Leanne Rimes. Your mom ought to be spanked just like hers should be. That's some mama's fault, what that is. Amen. God's been good to you. You know what our problem is? I heard about this boat was going across the ocean one time, and this little boy, he was sitting on there, and he said, want this? When are we going to get there? I'm hot. I don't like this food. Where's it going to be? What are we going to do? When are we going to get there? I'm tired. I'm bored. What else is there to do? There ain't nothing to do. And finally, they got tired of listening to that little mouth of his, and two sailors grabbed him and threw him overboard. Some he's like, and finally they let him almost drown and threw him a little raft and pulled him in. Son, he went over and sat down and never opened his mouth the rest of the time. You know, he just didn't realize how good he had it. Amen. That's what's wrong with some of you kids. You just don't know how good you've got. You go in and you stomp. Oh, that mean old mama, she makes me be home by a certain time. I think she's too good to you. She shouldn't even let you go nowhere. You ain't got enough sense to act right. When you get out there, you don't even need to go out of the house. Some of you, I tell you what some of you parents better do. You better handcuff some of these kids to your arm or you're going to be visiting them in the hospital or a funeral home somewhere. Amen? Now, one of mine was doing like some of yours, and they might be foretold with, and I may have to prove this, but I ain't going to let them out of my sight. Amen? You say, well, they got to learn sometime. Oh, no. No, 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 no. They don't have to know all the filth out there in the world. Keep them with you. Keep them up. Do something with them. Beat their heads in. Amen. I'm telling you. I think some of you parents, honest, I love you, but if your brains was water, a flea couldn't gargle with it. I never seen a beat in my life. I'll tell you, brother, it's a pitiful day that we live in. And the people don't appreciate what God's done. God's been good to us. You say, well, after they get so old, hey, that girl out there will be 22 next month. You think she just takes off anywhere, anytime? She has to ask me, tell me, and I tell her what time to be home, and I got to know who she's with and where they went. 22. And she needs at least one more good beating. Amen. Amen. At least one more. Don't y'all agree with that? That's right. And it didn't work. It didn't warp her personality. It's warped, but that ain't what done it. I'm going to tell you, brother. Listen, we got to realize God's been good to us. We need to jerk up a little bit, man. You know what you need to do? You know what I did this week? I would have liked to have, you know, goofed off for the 4th of July. And I did a little bit, but I went out to camp and preached every night this week and had a great time. You know what you got to do? You just got to push this old flesh and make it get in there and do sometimes what it don't really want to do. Or if you don't, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble if you don't push this old flesh. And make, I bet you there's a lot of y'all didn't really just want to get up and come to church. This morning. It ain't what you really wanted to do. But you thought, hey, I need this. I need to be there. And therefore you got up, put your clothes on, and there's thousands of people laying out there in the bed right now that thought, I just didn't feel like. You'll never get nowhere in life just doing what you feel like doing. You've got to make yourself pray. Make yourself read the Bible. Jerk up a little bit, man. God's been good to you. If you're down and discouraged, now I tell you what you need to do. The last thing you need to do is go out and be around a bunch of heathen. What you need to do is take a whole day and get your Bible and get along with God and pray and say, God, do something in my heart. And God will do something in your heart and lift you back up. Amen. That's what I'm going to ask you to do this evening. I'm going to say a few more things and I'll be through. God's been good to us in saving our soul. Best thing God ever did for us was save us from hell. Remember that little story I told you about that little boy? 5 minutes in hell would cure all of our griping. Make that 5 seconds. One of the girls, I told you the other day, one of my girls left a curling iron on. What a dumb thing to do. Do they do that at your house, leave curling irons plugged up? I tell you something even dumber than that, grabbing the wrong end of it. It's got a handle. What idiot would grab the wrong end? I went in there on the sink, and I thought, and right when I touched it, I thought, don't do that. Them things, you know, they stay hot for a long time after they get through whatever they do with them things. I see them like this. They're walking up like this. And they're just standing there like that for a little while. Next thing you know, they're laying down. And, boy, I grabbed that thing. I let go of it like that. It got my thumb there. And just a curling iron, brother. Just a curling iron. And once again, every time I get burnt, first thing hits my mind is, thank God I'm not going to hell. God never done nothing else for me. Save my soul from hell, brother. I got something to shout about. I can run around this church this morning. Listen, brother, if all I had he took away, still I would have to say, God has been so good to me. Glory to God. Brother, I think, listen, I'm heaven bound, hell proof. Amen. I don't have to go to hell. I won't go to hell because my name's in the book of life. The blood of Jesus has been applied. I'm saved. Saved. I don't deserve that. I may make a mess here in this world. Somebody may wind up shooting me dead in the pulpit. I may get killed in a car wreck. Don't tell them what's going to happen to me. But I'm going to tell you, brother, God's been good to me because I don't have to go to hell when I die. If he never fed us a bite of food and never blessed us with his presence. Yes, sir. He's done a lot for us by saving our soul from hell. You know what? I was thinking the other night out there at the camp, Brother McGee, he said, isn't it amazing that he just keeps on blessing us? and keeps on blessing us in spite of what we are. I'd like to see the Lord really move through here tonight. I'm going to ask everybody that will to pray 15 minutes this evening, just like we did last Sunday. 15 minutes alone with God for the service tonight. And I'm going to ask every young person here tonight. A lot of our kids are getting excited about camp. They're getting excited. And it's just in the nick of time because there's a lot just hanging on the edge. And I want to ask somebody here this morning that'd say, "Preacher, God has been good to me." Let's stand, bow our heads for prayer. Parker family, come. I want them to sing it. God has been so good to me. Make sure the mic's on. If you're here this morning, you say, "Preacher, I really, really have been taking God's blessings for granted." I ought to be just shouting this morning. I ought to be just shouting. My soul. What a blessing God's put on us. Here at New Manor Baptist Church, we ought to be tearing the walls down, people. How God's blessed. So many churches is having fights and struggle. They'd give anything just to have the atmosphere that we have right here. Phew. Don't take it for granted. God has been good to us. You want to come? Many's coming. The altar's about full already. There's still plenty of room. If you want to come, you come right now. Father, do what ought to be done right now. Oh, God, help us not to take for granted what you've done for us. Lord, I want to thank you for what you've done for me. God, have mercy on us this morning. And help that one of those here this morning who's never been saved. Help them to walk down this aisle and trust you as their Savior. You've been good to them by letting them have this chance. Help them to realize it. We'll praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.